This is Day to Day. In a federal courtroom in Houston, former Enron chief Jeff Skilling is expected to be on the witness stand for most of this week. Skilling is facing more than two dozen charges, including fraud, insider trading, conspiracy, and lying to auditors, charges related to the collapse of Enron. But he has always denied any personal wrongdoing.
It is my belief that Enron's failure was due to a classic run on the bank, a liquidity crisis spurred by a lack of confidence in the company. At the time of Enron's collapse, the company was solvent and the company was highly profitable.
That's Jeff Skilling testifying before Congress 4 years ago. An article in Fortune magazine is credited with starting the Wall Street skepticism that Skilling blames for Enron's collapse. That article was written by Bethany McLean. She also co-wrote the book, The Smartest Guys in the Room, The Amazing Rise and Scandalous Fall of Enron. And she's covering the trial in Houston. Bethany McLean, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So you were the first reporter to question Mr. Skilling about the company's creative bookkeeping. Tell us what that interview was like.
It was a really frightening interview because back then Enron was a highly celebrated company. And so when you're raising questions about a company with that sort of status, you can't help thinking, am I wrong? Is there something I don't get? Does everybody else see the obvious and I don't? I think the article, in retrospect, has gotten a lot more credit than it deserves. It was a skeptical story in that it questioned Enron's stock price and questioned how the company made its money. But if you had told me at that time that within 9 months Enron would be bankrupt and this would explode into one of the greatest corporate scandals of all time, I would have said, are you kidding?
Right. Well, what was he like personally?
He was extremely angry on the phone. It's interesting because, and I think it gets to the heart of what's taking place in this trial here, Jeff can be extraordinarily charming and a great salesman, but he also has a dark side, a vicious, quick temper. And when I got him on the phone that day, he lost his temper. He said that people who raised the sort of questions I did were just throwing rocks at the company, and he accused me of being unethical for raising questions without knowing enough about the company. And I say that's going to be relevant to the trial because prosecutors on cross-examination are going to want to show the jury Skilling's dark side and not just his charming salesman side.
So do you expect to see him try to portray himself as the charming salesman today?
Absolutely. I think his whole testimony on direct examination is going to be about showing his brilliance and convincing the jury that his version of Enron is the correct one. And believe me, if anybody can do that, it's Jeff Skilling.
Well, but how risky is it for Jeff Skilling to take the stand, do you think?
Well, I think it is risky because, one, he's spoken publicly about Enron many times in the past, and so prosecutors have a lot of ammunition with which to potentially contradict statements he may make on the stand today. It's also risky because he and Ken Lay are in a joint defense, and it's possible that perhaps their stories won't exactly match. But in the end, I'm not sure there's actually much of a choice about whether the defendants in this trial take the stand, because it really is, they're attempting to sell the jury on this version of Enron as a great company that was just brought down by a series of random events. And the only people who have a prayer of convincing the jury of that are Ken Lay and Jeff Skilling.
Describe for us the courtroom scene. This is definitely the star event of the trial so far. So what's it like there?
What's been so surprising to me about the courtroom is what a small world it is. So on breaks, you rub shoulders with Skilling. You ride the elevator downstairs with Ken Lay. It's a little awkward. You know, you try to say hello, but you actually feel a little bit guilty and uncomfortable because, you know, they're on trial for their lives. And so you feel the import of that, especially when you're standing face to face with them.
Bethany McLean is a writer for Fortune magazine. She co-wrote the book, The Smartest Guys in the Room, The Amazing Rise and Scandalous Fall of Enron. And thank you, Bethany.
Thank you very much.
Day to Day returns in a moment. I'm Madeline Brand.